Let's pray and we'll get started. Father, we thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you it's already taken place. We just thank you, Father, for the workings and the movings of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the light that you bring by the Spirit, that you really do flood the eyes of our heart with light. And so we thank you, Father, for impartations. Thank you for revelation. Thank you, Father, what you're revealing tonight and already have revealed. And we just thank you, Father, for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to turn to Romans chapter 3, and verse 21. I'm going to share some things on the blood of Jesus. Before I start on that verse, those verses there, I'll read something out of the Old Testament. You know, when they were, the Israelites were in the wilderness, and when they had that, you know, the tabernacle in the wilderness, and the things they had to do. I just want to give a little brief thing here. The first thing they had to do was that when that brazen altar where they sacrificed animals, and it was 7.5 feet square and 4.5 feet high. And that altar was the place they made their sacrifice. And it said that in Leviticus 1:9 said, but the inwards and his legs you should wash in the water top of the animal, and the priest shall burn all the altar to burnt sacrifice, an offer made of fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And bring it out, said, you cannot be pardoned from sin and blessed by the priest until you came to this altar for sacrifice. You could be the most moral Jew in the camp. You could have all kinds of good works and so forth, but you still had to bring the sacrifice. And apart from the brazen altar, God cannot be approached at all. And God summarizes this way to approach him in Leviticus 17:11. Says this, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it's the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. So remember the blood covenant. In the blood covenant, the sacrifice represents you. And will take your place on the altar. And of course, now as they bring that sacrifice to the altar, they would heavily lean their hands on the head of the animal, claiming this death as a sacrifice on their behalf. Unless they claimed the animal as a sin sacrifice, they could not be accepted and declared clean. Only with the blood at the brazen altar can you enter the tabernacle and get to God. And as you press your hand heavily on the animal's head and kill it, the priest standing there with you pours out the blood of the animal at the foot of the altar. And so they approach God. You have to approach God by faith. Believe in your heart that through the blood covenant, your sins are symbolically being transmitted to this animal. The slain animal becomes your personal sin substitute. Of course, you realize that the blood of an animal cannot take away your sin. But the blood of the animal will cover your sins until God himself comes to take them away. So I just want to share that a little bit. And we're going to start reading in Romans 3:21 here. And of course, you know, if you read the Old Testament, all the animals, they sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice because of the blood, the blood, the blood. And so let's start reading here in Romans 3:21. It says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there's no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Whereas boasting then is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Back up to verse 25. You know, very interesting about this verse. Of course, many things. One of the things is, through faith in his blood. That phrase, faith in. In the New Testament, there's only about seven times that word is used, faith in. One is faith in God, faith in Jesus, and faith in Christ Jesus, or faith in the Lord. And then it says faith is interesting. It says faith in his blood. I think it's very interesting. He tells us to walk by faith, of course, we know that. But to use that phrase, have faith in, or through faith, in his blood. There must be something more to this for God to so, by the Holy Spirit to so, in the scriptures, to point out specifically, have faith in this. We understand have faith in God, but he didn't say have faith in some other things. We walk by faith. He says have faith in the blood. Then here's the word, propitiation. Been using that much lately? That's right. What's that mean? I've been wondering myself, you know. So one thing it means is reconciliation. It means restored to favor, a restoration of favor. A restoration of fellowship, and of course in this passage, a restoration to fellowship with God. And then reconciliation, the Amplified, so using the word reconciliation, uses the word mercy. And then you find in the Old Testament, in Exodus 25:21, and God said this. Well, the Amplified brings out, of course, King James is, brings out here, or King James, Exodus 25:21, and thou shalt put the mercy seat above the ark, and the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I give you, there I'll meet with you and I'll commune with you from above, the mercy seat. The Amplified says this, I will speak intimately with you. Now, the in the Old Testament, you had to be a specific location.
Yeah.
You had to meet with God on his conditions, not your conditions. And God says, the only place I'm going to meet with you is at the mercy seat, where the blood's been applied. And he said, I will speak to you intimately. Well, thank God we don't have to have a location now,
yeah.
A physical location. We have a spiritual location. Any place the blood is applied, we can meet with God. Any place the blood is applied, we can meet with God. What a tremendous thing we have. You know, God is not mad at his creation. You know how people get all messed up with that. God's not saying, I'm gonna, you know, meet the sinner. God's trying to rescue all of us, has rescued us, of course, through Christ Jesus, did that, and now it's getting others to realize the truth. And some of us have found some truth, and so thank you, Jesus. We got to come in fellowship with him. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. More and more, I think we understand and appreciate. I'm so glad that I have eternal life now. I'm so glad that on the tractor, there's a gospel radio station at the time. That's how I got saved from listening to those men preach day after day after day after day. Finally, I walked up to a man and asked him to lead me to the Lord. I knew he knew the Lord. Let me say something about salvation. I prayed on the tractor to receive the Lord. I did not get born again. Think about that. You know why? It's a heart thing, not a head thing. Mm-hmm. Just because you pray doesn't mean you get born again. I'm pretty sincere on the tractor, what do you think? I was sincere. I was in my head. By the Holy Spirit, he keeps preaching. He keeps drawing. Hallelujah. So what's it mean to have faith in his blood? Well, one thing it means is to believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. To believe in the power of it. It has a power to it. It really does. As we'll continue on here. It also means I have faith in his blood. I have confidence in his blood. I have expectation because of his blood. I'm totally dependent upon his blood. I trust in his blood. What's it mean through faith in his blood? It means I believe in the power. So you know some of those blood songs we've sang in the past? There's power, wonder-working power in his blood. That is the truth. That's not just the words. That's the truth. Wonder-working power. I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. Have faith in his blood. Well, how are we going to have faith in it? You know how the Bible says. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. As that comes, we grow in faith, don't we? Or we grow in the truth or revelation of what that is. You know, God has nothing to do with religious activity. So this has nothing to do with being religious. It has nothing to do. You know, it's not wrong sometimes doing symbolic things, but we're not talking about symbolic things. Hallelujah. So I have confidence in his blood. I have an expectation because of his blood. Now let's go to Hebrews 4:16. This is a very familiar passage. It says, let us come boldly. Isn't that good? Under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Oh, Ian said something about mercy, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. To obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I like what the Amplified says. It says, appropriate help, well-timed help, coming just when we need it. So what is this? This is an invitation from God. Saying, come on in, come on in. I'm for you, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Come on in. Because the blood, the door, the gate is, it's wide open. It's wide open. In other words, you belong in here. Yeah. You belong in here, so you come boldly. You come on in. Not because of my good stuff or your good stuff, whatever. Because of the blood of Jesus, and of course, if you've been taught very well here. Because of that blood and Jesus' sacrifice, we've been made righteous as if we've never sinned. Yeah. I belong there. You belong there. So God's saying, come on in. Yeah, but it doesn't matter what we did or haven't done. It doesn't matter. God says, you come. You come. Because he's my help. He's your helper. Amen. I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I mean, it's just, you know, hallelujah. Hebrews 10:14. And it says this. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Then Hebrews 10:19 says this. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Some translations say guilty, which I think is better. Sprinkled from a guilty conscience. Free from a guilty conscience. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can set you and I, has set us free from a guilty conscience. Now, if I don't know that, but as we get our mind renewed. And I like this says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Why? Because the blood of Jesus has opened the door, so I can come with full assurance of faith. I can come boldly with full assurance of faith, not because I feel so assured sometimes. You know how that goes. No, because I can't go by how I feel. You know, a situation come up, man, and act the best. Excuse me, Lord, I'll take a few minutes off here. You know, get the flesh. Okay, I don't think I want to come back in yet, so you know how it goes. We aren't purposing to get in the flesh, but you know how that goes. Sometimes we got in the flesh. And so, you know, but wait a minute. I have to come before assurance. I don't feel assurance. I don't feel like coming, like in those situations. Do you feel like coming to God then? Not normally, until we learn to get past our feelings, get past. Well, it's asking God, you've done something, ask God to forgive you. Most of the time, you don't feel forgiven, do you? But by faith, you know you are. And you don't always feel. Hallelujah. Let us draw near. Let us draw near. With a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled. Whew, that's the blood. That's the blood. The blood is working. The blood works from a guilty conscience. Removes it. That's the power of the blood. It's the working of the blood. The blood, think about it. The blood, it works. The blood does something. The blood has done something. The blood is doing something. No wonder he says, have faith in his blood. Have faith in his blood. Have faith, in other words, have faith in Jesus' blood. Hebrews 13:20 says this. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect and every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. What's working in you? He said working in us. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. That blood's working in you not. That blood's isn't working. There's a working. There's a working. There's a working, he said. There's a working. He says they're working in you. That which is well pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ. I would say this. We have to cooperate. We know one thing. Nothing's automatic. I just can't sit down. Okay, God's doing it all. I can just sit here. No, the blood's working. But he needs me to get my mind renewed, as you know, and so forth in the process. But there's a working. There's a working. It's helped me to get you and I to get to the right places, to get the right perspective and so forth as I'm renewing my mind. But the blood's doing something. The blood, it says the blood of the everlasting covenant is working. It's working. It's not going to work. It's working. It's working in you and I. It's working. That's what it says. Through Jesus Christ, make you perfect. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:11. And 12. Hebrews 9:11. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made of hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. By his own blood, he entered in once. There must have been something about his blood. He entered in once. He says he entered in once. His own blood entered in once. Now here's the power of his blood. It goes all the way back to remove sin, all the way forward to remove sin. Yeah. All the way back. Amen. His blood was sinless, but to go in only once, his blood took care of everything. Entered once. Entered once. So it doesn't matter what the whatever sins or whatever it is. Actually, there's no sin problem. He dealt with all that.
That's right.
So we run into
Oh, the blood takes care of that. Oh, the blood takes care of that. Oh, the blood's already taking care of that. It's already taking care of it.
He entered once. He entered once. It's a done deal. It's finished. Heaven has an order to it. Heaven has an order to it. Heaven has an order.
Jesus had to go. He had to go to the cross. He had to die. I mean, you know, all those things. But he also had to bring his blood. He had to bring his blood. And it wasn't just enough that he rose from the dead and is obedient on the earth. All those things, of course, led up to it. But he also had to bring his blood to enter and to the holy place once.
The angels, think about that. They had to watch all this. They had to watch Jesus walk on the earth. I don't mean they had to, but I mean, in other words, they're the whole time observing this, watching him, how he conducted himself, watching how he conducted himself, how he finished his course, how he finished his course in the right way. Jesus did what the Father wanted him to do. Jesus said, I'm looking for somebody who will do what I want him to do. And Jesus did that. He did what the Father wanted. He obeyed the Father. Not just obeying the Father for himself, but for you and I. For you and I. He could stay with a purpose and plan. That's why I said he could set his face like a flint. Not be deterred from his purpose. He says, I'll come. You might say it this way. To redeem mankind. And Jesus can do it on his own. He'd rely on the Father and on the Holy Ghost. And on the Word of God, of course. And find out who he was. But he had to be in communion. Communion. Because you know the attacks of the enemy are always working in some way to try to defeat him.
Yeah.
Especially the religious people. You know they were smart. Their little strategies. You know. We're gonna trap him. And he's always a step ahead of them. Well, more than a step, but you know what I'm saying. Not because of who he was. It wasn't in his ability alone. It was through him, as you know, looking to the Father, waiting for the Holy Spirit to reveal to him what he needs to say or not say, and so forth. But entered into once. Entered one time, it's a done deal. It's a finished work. It's finished. Well, I mean, you all know that, but I just, you know. Into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Eternal. Here's something. The Old Testament, the blood forgave your sins, but your sins are not remitted. Here's the difference. They were forgiven, but the evidence was still there. The evidence was still there. It seemed like in law, I understand, you could be arrested, and the charges are dropped, but that arrest record is still on your record. When you're remitted, it's totally removed. There's no record. There's no evidence. Because the blood of Jesus has totally removed it. You can't find any evidence. You can't find any. The Old Testament, as you know, we read earlier, the blood covered them, forgave them of their sins, but didn't remove it. But now, because of Jesus having once entered, and the power of that blood, the cleansing power, the delivering power, the protecting power of the blood works. Hallelujah. He went once. Hebrews 9:12 says, he went once for all. He went once for all into all the holy of holies of heaven, not by the virtue of blood of goats and calves, but his own blood, to make reconciliation between God and man. Remember, when God got ready to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt, he said, take the blood and apply that to the door post, not the threshold. They did not walk over the blood. They were under the blood.
Yes.
They were under the blood. They did not walk over the blood.
Yeah.
They
didn't walk on it.
They did not walk on it. Mm-hmm. They applied that blood, and we know what happened. They were protected. They had faith in the blood. Have faith in the blood. In other words, it wasn't just a religious exercise. We'll just do something here. This is life and death. This is life and death. This is life and death. Life and death, this is not some religious thing we're doing. Because next time, you see, in the wilderness, you look at Hebrews 9:19. For when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people, according to law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and a scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. And moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle, all the vessels of the ministry. So, it would be like this. Coming in church, took the blood, put it on the book. Put the blood on you and your clothes. And on the room. On all this, all the tabernacle, things in the tabernacle, the blood. This was not a religious exercise. This was now, it got more personal. First it was on the door, but now it's on them personally. Put the blood on them. Put the blood on them. Put the blood on them. Sprinkle the blood. Think about, remember it said about Moses? He knew the ways of God. The children of Israel knew the acts. So this is a way. He got understand. This is a way. This is not just a thing. This is a way of God. This is necessary. This is needful. This is a way of God. This is reality. This is what works. This needs to be done. Has to be done. Must be done. In the Old Testament. Yeah. Okay, all the stuff they did.
Yeah.
And Jesus entered once. I mean, I don't have to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean. And you know, they had that veil that separated that thick curtain, maybe I don't know, 4 or 6 inches. I mean, it was heavy. You could not go in the presence of God, you know, but once a year, you had to go with the blood, and you better be clean. And they had a rope tie. I understand they had rope to you, and they had bells, you know. What's the bells for? To see if you're still alive moving around here. They hear the bells anymore. He's dead, we go pull him out. Something didn't go right. It wasn't God killing anybody. But God's so holy. It's just like who he is. He said, now you come the right way. And he wasn't trying to be a hard case. It's a reality. And so they had to do all these things. They had to so prepare themselves to go in there. They had to so prepare themselves once a year and so forth, as you know. And But Jesus took care of all that by his blood entering in once. I'm not even sure we can wrap our head around all because we didn't understand what all went in the Old Testament necessarily. All the stuff they had to do every day.
Yeah.
Daily. Hallelujah. There's also a thing about pleading the blood. What do you mean pleading? Well, plead actually is a legal term. You go to a court, the judge asks you, well, how do you plead? Well, Satan is called the accuser. And Jesus is an advocate, a lawyer. And the Holy Spirit, he's a lawyer on earth here. He represents us in the court. So the accuser comes to bring charges. And the Holy Spirit probably could say something like this. Just keep your mouth shut. Because the Holy Spirit says, I don't take cases. I always plan on winning. I don't lose cases. But I must have your cooperation. Because the truth is, you're all know you're guilty, so keep your mouth shut. So, when the judge says, ask how you plead, you say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. God the Father. Case dismissed. Cleared. Now another thing about the blood. Remember? The protection of the blood.
They applied it with a hyssop.
Our hyssop is our tongue. We apply in by faith of our tongue. It's interesting that Revelation 12 says this. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony and loved not their lives unto death. Overcome the devil by the blood. By the blood, by the blood. When we know the name of Jesus, we use that too. They don't compete with each other. We use the name of Jesus, but there's another thing that says, and by the blood. And by the blood. So we can use the blood for protection. We can plead the blood. Blood has nothing to do with begging. Plead the blood has nothing to do with saying empty words. It's not just a ritual thing.
Right.
It's by faith. Remember earlier we started out with, have faith in His blood. Have faith in His blood. For I got to have faith. His blood does something.
I got to believe in that blood. Because Jesus is who Jesus was and who He is.
His blood. There's just something. There is something about His blood.
I mean, to go in there and wipe it all out. Once. Sinless blood that could go reach clear to the back. And it's sin. Remember I said about the guilty conscience? The blood of Jesus can go so deep into your being and touch everything that's been touched by sin.
To every area. Every area. That's the power of the blood. Now my mind may not be renewed to that, but the truth is, the blood has touched every area. Every area of our being.
Every area.
Cleanse from a guilty conscience through what? The power of the blood. I tell you, it reaches. Remember that song means something. There's power in the blood. Does it say about reaches? It reaches. It reaches. The blood reaches to the lowest part. It reaches to the highest place. It reaches. Nothing's beyond the reach of the blood. Nothing beyond the reach. I'm over here. It's already here. Where are you at? Can't get beyond the reach of the blood. It's the mercy of God. It's the goodness of God. It's the love of God. Can't get away from it. The mercy. The goodness of God. The power of the blood. The power of the blood. I think, Lord, I plead the blood of our family. I plead the blood of our kids or our grandkids. I plead the blood of that. I'm not just doing that because I have faith in the blood. I know there's protection there. I know there's protection.
That's right.
I plead the blood. Throw a bloodline around. I plead the blood of our property. I plead the blood of our partners. I plead the blood of the pastors and so forth. But it's like anything else you do. It's in faith. It's by faith. Here's something. Some of you may know who Mark and Trina Hankins are. He used to pastor one time, and he and his wife traveled full time. And wonderful ministry. They're at a place some years ago, and Trina, she's not feeling very good during the service, and so she went back into the pastor's office someplace, and I think the door got locked, and she passed out, if I remember correctly. And after they finally got to her, she had a brain tumor. And of course, it was inoperable. Couldn't operate on it. It's a death sentence in the natural. It's a death sentence. But she wouldn't receive that. And her and Mark, they had to fight against that. They had to stand against that. And one of the things that the Holy Ghost gave her, was this. Said, God is on my side. For the blood is applied. See, the blood must be applied. The blood had to be applied to the doorpost. The blood had to be applied. The blood had to be applied on the book and the tabernacle. The blood had to be applied to the people. Had to apply the blood. Said, The blood is applied. Every need shall be supplied. This is life and death. This is life and death going on. This is life and death. Nothing shall be denied. Think about that. Nothing shall be denied. So I enter into rest. And I know I'm blessed. I pass the test and I get God's best. Well, if you're truly in faith, see, there's a rest there. Mm-hmm. But she's totally whole and healed now. But they had to walk through that. Yep. They had to walk through that. Yeah. Sing songs and different things. I mean, you believe in God in the process. And Mark, back at the hospital, he wouldn't, if you couldn't go in that room if you didn't believe. He put a sign up or something outside of her room in the hospital. I mean, there's a guardian over her life. How much more does God guard over our life and needs our cooperation? And the blood guards, and the blood guards, and the blood protects. But see, the Holy Ghost gave that to her. Isn't that good? I'll read that again. First,
I think that she was even saying this was at her one of her lowest
points.
And she was praying, it's in the book.
In that book of her. Oh, here's a thought too.
And in spirit, when she prayed in tongues for a while,
she got it came to her.
Then this came by the spirit.
So here's a thought too. God's on my side. That's important. Ever been in a situation, you know, for sure God's on your side? Maybe he's a little ticked off of you, maybe, which is not. But I mean, you can get those situations that might, you feel like God's on your side. So as you said that, that's a big thing too. God is on my side. God is on my side. God's on my side. Not just a head thing, as you know. God is on my side. For the blood is applied. I tell you, we applied the blood. We applied the blood, and I applied the blood. It's working. It works. It's working. It works. Every need shall be supplied. You know, situation. Every need. Every need. Nothing shall be denied. Nothing. 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 Nothing shall be denied. So I enter into rest. Well, you know what she's going through. This isn't too restful in the natural. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm blessed. I pass the test and I get God's best. Ha ha, devil. Ha ha, devil. Ha 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I thought it was good. That's good. Somebody who's applying the blood. Somebody who's reaching out to God. Somebody who's believing God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
She wasn't trying to say those words by faith. God gave her those.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost gave her. These are words
to
fight with. It's kind of like the sword.
Yeah.
These are words to fight with. These aren't just any words. These are words. These are words. Hallelujah. Asemote. Yishalabote. Masamakati. Lisemakote. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I tell you, it's so important to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to pray in the Spirit. Masedekositi. Because it helps open you up for God to get things to you. He's not withholding things. It's us, you know, it's us getting tuned in with Him. I tell you, Leah, we've learned and still learning the importance of the Holy Ghost, of praying in the Spirit. We're just growing, learning, but I tell you, there's words we've prayed out made the difference. There's words we've prayed out, they made the difference. They made the difference, they made the difference. Because it wasn't our words, it's words of heaven. Our words He gave us to pray about, and so forth. Hallelujah. See about Duka. The blood, thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are faithful to all the end. Thank you, Jesus, that you redeemed us. Thank you, Jesus, because of you, Jesus. We have eternal life. We have eternal life. And because of that, we can walk out the plan of heaven. We can walk out the purpose of heaven. We can walk out. We can walk it 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 out. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for your great love towards us, Lord. Thank you for your great goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. When I apply the blood by faith, it works. It works. Because I just have to apply it. It has its own power. 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 The blood of Jesus has its own power. I just have to apply it. I'm connecting. I'm plugging in, so to speak, to the source. I'm just applying in faith. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Well, that's what I had. Thank you, Jesus.